Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome again. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're always happy to have you and you. Tell a friend, call a friend, let them know that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. I'll endeavor always to come to bring you the truth from the grassroots level. Our desire is always to have you and you tell a friend and call a friend, amen, to give their vision, their dream, amen, in their own words, amen. And we always desire, amen, that we can help one another. Father, we thank you right now, O God, in the name of Jesus. Stretch your hand of deliverance, O God, and bind Satan's hand on every part. Lord, we know you're able to do everything but fail. And Lord, we thank you for our listeners, wherever they might be. Amen. They listen to this broadcast in the daytime or nighttime. Oh, God, we know you're able. Lord, you woke us up this morning in our right mind and our right spirit. And God, you have not given us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. And Lord, we ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance. You say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And we're thanking you for being among, oh God, the one and the two and the three and the fours in the name of Jesus. And we intercede for those that are going through sickness and disease. And Lord, if you have given them the power, given them the insight to continue to strive on and see what the end is going to be. And Lord, we thank you for waking us up. And look upon our children, look upon those that are absent, oh God, from the family, and they're going through stress and trials. And ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the Christ, we pray. Amen, amen. God bless you again. This is Doctrine of Truth. As always, we call a friend and tell a friend, amen. And those of you that's on for the first time, amen, what we usually do, if you desire to take a part of the studio, amen, it's known not only while you're listening, but you'd like to share a testimony, you just push one on your phone, amen, when we open up the studio, and we'll call your area code and your last four digits. You don't have to give your name, amen, your address or anything, because we want you to feel free that you can share, amen, and that you can be have peace of mind. Amen. Now the subject is, how can I build belief system? How can I build belief systems? All of us, amen, we believe in something. We believe, amen, because of the fact, amen, that's how man works. Amen. You have a direction. You have some things that some people or some situations that direct you, and you depend on that. You depend on that. Amen. But we have to depend and lean on the Lord. Those we accept in Christ, you come into Christ, amen, and you're still working towards your faith. Amen. There might be some things that you need to have done or redone in your life. You might not think that you have the strength to go on. But you do. But you do. Amen. We're going to read some scriptures as always. Amen. Biblical truths. We believe that the Bible is the final authority. We believe that the Bible, the Holy Bible, is the final authority. And we always stress the fact that, amen, whatever Bible you read, make sure you accept that. Amen. And do research on that Bible. Because that is your final authority for the Word of God. Amen. It's the Logos. Amen. It's the written Word. And as you begin to pray, amen, and move around and do this daily walk, amen, it's going to comfort you and guide you, because it feeds, amen, our spirit feeds on the Word of God. Amen. The Word of God is, amen, is food to our soul. It's God's Word to his people, amen, that gives us life and give us direction. Amen. belief, amen. In the book of the Gospel according to John, this one book we know that everyone that does come into Christ, and the first time you begin to move around, amen, you work with a Bible-believing church, a church that believe in the Word of God. We always stress the fact that his translations are very important. Amen. The English translations we accept as the King James translations. Amen. You have the American Standard. You have the Amplified Bible. Amen. The New International Bible. The Good News Bible. Make sure they are based on as your study Bible. Many people, as they go out in public, amen, in different parts of the world, the King James is well known. But you can just study at home with a Bible dictionary and a concordance, making sure that you get the proper translation of the Word of God and the understanding of God's Word. We're talking about belief. Talking about belief. How can we build, amen, belief systems? You know, many times it comes to practice, practice, practice. Amen. You, any car, any truck that you get in, amen, you have learned how to drive. Amen. Automatics, some of you can drive. Manual shift transmissions. Amen. But it doesn't matter. There's certain things that you will not get into the vehicles, but you know, amen, there's certain vehicles you can get in regardless of whatever it is. Amen. You can drive it. Amen. Because you learn the basics. You'll learn the basics. Amen. And the Gospel according to John, very familiar. One of the chapters is very familiar to many, John 3:16. Amen. And we want to work from there to why we say John, because John's Gospel builds on the fact that the Word of God is God in the flesh, that he is God. Amen. Is God dressed up in the body of a man? We can put it that simply. Amen. God, amen, himself, the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was God. Amen. If we can stop there just for a moment, realizing everybody believes in God. They know the God because they heard so much, amen, God this and God that. And they have looked at that nature. They see, according to the Gospel Paul writing in Romans, amen, they have looked at that nature. They have looked at the wind, see the trees are being blown. They notice, they learn from a child that the wind, amen, blows the trees. Amen. There's wind. Amen. There's stars at night. There's different planets and moon and stars and the sun. They feel the heat. So they were brought up through life, amen, that there is a God. Now some have deviated from the God of creation, and they have learned, amen, about other gods and other religion. But we're talking about the God of creation, amen. So once you know there's a God, and all of the information and the system that you have learned, amen. So regardless of what you get into, when the parts of life, when things that happen to you, many people say, oh, God, help me, God. God this and God that. And then as you begin to come into Christ, you find out, the Gospel according to John, amen, the Word is God. The Word is God. And you begin to work it, look and see in John, Gospel according to John 1:1-14, saying the Word was made flesh and dwell among us. And we behold his glory and the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now we find out that Jesus is God. You believe in God. And Jesus said in St. John 14, amen, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. believe also in me. Believe also in me. So where are we going with this? Amen. Your belief factor, those that accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you just start out in Christ, amen. Everything, amen, is still based on God. You believe in God, amen, and God will help you to believe in yourself. Amen. Everything that you do, you put God involved in that. You put God into that. Amen. And your belief in God, Jesus says, St. John 14, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Amen. In my Father's house there are many mansions. Will not so. I have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Amen. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I go, you know, and the way you know. You believe in God. Amen. Don't stop believing in God. Amen. God is a positive. He believes. He helps. He directs you. He takes care of you. He looks out for you. Amen. And he's our shepherd. He's our shepherd. So the position about believing is that when you trust in God, amen, you are helping yourself. There's no backing up. There's no backing up. There's no other problems that you cannot solve because you believe in God. Because you believe in God. And Jesus said, amen, St. John 7 and chapter, he said, seeking you'll find, knocking the door be open. So it just comes down to researching. Whatever you run into, whatever problems you run into, amen, God is there. He's there. Jesus said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. So that's all that factor, amen, all of that in one, God, the Holy Ghost, and Jesus, the whole family, is right there with you. Amen. So you can, you always will be successful. You will have some downtime. You have some situation because of the fact we still live in this world. Amen. It's going to rain. The sun going to shine sometime. Sometime you're going to get cold weather. Sometime you're going to get stormy weather. Amen. But you're still moving forward. You still want to moving forward. So once we accept the word of God as our final authority, then you got to practice and you got to go forward with it. Amen. I'm gonna read a testimony. Amen. I'm gonna read a testimony here concerning facts and situations of people's lives, and they're talking about being positive. Amen. Once you know God is alive, you know He's still alive because of the trees and the in the woods, sometimes you have to depend on yourself. Amen. You have to still realize, amen, that God is your hope. He is your final authority. He's the one that wakes you up in the morning, and He's the one that helps you go through the day. Amen. Hope. Amen. As you begin to move through understanding, you're going to find out, amen, that you have hope. Amen. Hope. And we're going to read here, amen, by Francis Diaz, amen, from the book of What Keep Me Standing, amen, by Denise Kinbor. Many times I give this testimony as a book of black grandmothers, amen, letters of peace and hope and inspiration, amen. This author here had gotten enormous amount of different letters from grandmothers and grandmamas, amen, and they wrote on a subject that helped their lives as they moved through life. And here's a testimony, amen, about the positive expectation of a bright tomorrow, a positive expectation of a bright tomorrow. See, life is full of obstacles. Sometimes when we overcome one, another is lurking nearby. After 25 years as a legal secretary, I was forced to quit because I have a diabetic I am a diabetic, and the disease has slowly robbed me of my life. After the time, I didn't know what to do. After all, this was my dream job. I loved to work, and the pay was good. But my eyes began to fail. Discouragement, however, is a part of living. You learn to take the bitter and with the sweet. Sometimes in life, there are no perfect ending. Some poems don't rhyme, some stories don't make sense, and some things just don't work out. But God is good, and I may do. Hope is knowing that you will make it through. Hope is believing in abundance while starving poverty in the face. Hope is understanding that miracles can open up your life in ways you never imagined. Hope is surrounding your dreams and burdens to the power greater than yourself. Need I say any more? Yes, hope. As the good book teaches, we glory in tribulation, knowing that trials produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, character, hope. That's in Romans, the 5th chapter and the 3rd verse. And hope does not disappoint. There's no cure like hope, no treatment so great, and no remedy so powerful as the positive expectation of a bright tomorrow. Lord, the Lord has placed a hinge on your knees. It would be nice to thank him every morning for the hope of a new day. Francis Diaz, amen. Overcoming obstacles by Gloria Green. Amen. By Gloria Green. My grandson graduated in his class from Grambling State University with a 3.98 grade point average. Through all the tears and joy and happiness of that day, I felt twinkling of sadness. And his father failed us again. He did not attend his son's college graduation, but nothing would keep me from celebrating this day, a day I had waited for my entire life. My grandson graduated represent a flame of hope to me, and even through it meant that I had to travel by bus from Southern California to Grambling, Louisiana, to watch that boy with these tired old eyes march across the stage to receive his degree. And it was a burden I was more than willing to bear. I've chosen to write to you regardless of the subject in which I am well versed. 20 plus hours by bus can be a humbling experience, but Lord, what an excellent opportunity to minister to others. The following story was told to me by my mother, who left to be with the Lord at age 97. Read it again and again. I believe it holds a special message. A farmer had an old mule who was frail and deaf. After a visit from the vet, the farmer was told there was nothing he could do for the poor animal but to put it out of its misery. After much discussion with the family, the farmer couldn't bear to shoot the sickly beast, so he and his wife devised a plan. They dug a hole near a creek with their farm, had the mule lowered down, and began shoveling dirt over the animal's weakly body. However, as dirt rained down from above, instinctively the mule removed each hoof by stomping, packing, and shaking his back, filling a hole in the process. The more dirt they shovel, the more the mule shake and stomp, rising up higher and higher. By the time the farmer had pitched the last shovel, this one weakly, tired old mule, with the attitude of fortitude, with true grit and determination to burn, kicked, stomped, and stood high before fleeing to freedom. Why? Because his hoof was on solid ground. What appears it would burden him actually blessed him, all because of the matter in which the animal handled the adversity. So whenever you find yourself in a hole where there's no way out, whenever life being to throw dirt on you and your dreams, stop digging, stop crying. Just shake off those negative feelings and use them to step stones to reach your higher calling. Gloria Green, you are my hope. Amen. This comes from the book What Keep Me Standing by Denise Kinborg. Amen. What Keep Me Standing. These are letters from Black grandmothers of peace, hope, and inspiration. Amen. Sometimes you read those testimonies. Amen. When you feel that you have gone all you can go, and do all you can do. But you forgot you do believe in God. You believe in God. Amen. When you just don't give up, you'll find out the power of God to kick in. God like to help. Amen. Jesus want to help you. He want to guide you. Amen. Amen. He's there. Jesus said, I'm there always. But what activates him is when he knows that you can go all you can go and done all you can do. Amen. He give you a word here, a dream here, a comment there, because you believe. Many of you do believe. All you have to do is activate it. Amen. You believe in God. Amen. In God. Amen. It's Jesus Christ. Amen. Just like picking up your phone, you dial those numbers. You won't get to heaven, but you got to dial those numbers. And those numbers are in Jesus Christ, in God, Jesus. I love you. You praise him. Amen. You lift up your hands to him. You believe. Amen. And Paul said, I can do all things in Christ that strengthen me. Amen. So you have the belief systems. Amen. You need to sometime put God in action. Talk to him. Amen. All right. We're going to open up the lines. We always like to keep it simple. Amen. Not do a whole lot of theology. Amen. Because we're here to help one another. Amen. Keep it simple. You might not think that in this time and place, people are going through things. Amen. The fires are burning. Amen. Storms and snow and wind. Amen. But Jesus is there. Amen. If you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, amen. And you constantly, the more you talk to him, amen, the more you practice like you drive, amen, the better it get. And when the snow comes, you just turn the windshield wipers on, or you pull off to the side, you can't see, and put the heater on. There's so many different ways, but you don't get out the car unless you know. You know that you know, amen, it's time to get out the car, or it's time to move on out the home, or it's time to go to work. Because you all those things you have is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Open up the lines now. We're in the studio. Amen. This is Blog Talk Radio. How can I be in my beliefs? Amen. All you have to do is push one on your phone, and our technician will put you in. Amen. You can call 1-347-215-8816. Either 1-855-236-2252. We need one another. We need one another. We need to hear your testimony. Maybe it's something that you thought that you weren't able to go through. Maybe it's something that you, amen, whatever it was, amen, life put you through. But we forget about we're going through. today is gone. Whatever you might be listening tomorrow, next week, amen, but God is still alive. We have a call at 954. The last four digits is 4427.
Good evening, Bishop. 4427.
God bless you, man of God. God bless you.
Good to be on the line, and God bless into the program. The topic tonight is, as always, is very interesting. I was thinking about it you know, anything that we want to really get in our spirit, anything that we really care about or have a personal interest about, we do all we can to learn all we can about whatever it is. You know, people, if it's a ball team, people will read everything that they publish about that ball team. They'll learn all the players who come and go. They learn everything they can about it. And when it comes to the word of building your faith, it's the same thing. It's got to be in your heart. You got to hunger for it. You know, a good way to start with the word to get it when that you build in your faith is to put it in you daily. The book of Proverbs is known as the book of knowledge and wisdom. Now, there are 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs, and they talk a lot about how you get where you learn stuff. You say anything that you would do for 30 days, 30 consecutive days, will become a part of you, and you would learn it and know it, and it would be in you, because if you do it consistently for 30 days, it's going to be a part of you. And so the word of God, you go to Proverbs where there's wisdom and understanding and knowledge. You take a chapter per day for 30 days, and at the end of that 30 days, you'll be amazed how filled with the word of God is and how you begin to hunger after that 30 days for the word of God, because you have poured it in for those past 30 days, and it'll create a hunger inside of you for the word, and you'll find yourself really going through the Bible itself from chapter to chapter to book after book, because now that hunger is inside of you. And so and when you do it, you'll find, especially with Proverbs really instruct us on how to go about daily living and applying the word of God. So you got 31 days of showing you how to apply the word of God to your daily living. And after you do that for 31 days, you won't have to worry about your faith. Your faith will be intact, and it will increase because you're going to stay in the word after that.
All right. Very good. Very good. Amen. Amen. We just need more information. Amen. As long as there's more information we get. Amen. If we keep going with that same information all the time, we need to have God information. Very good. God bless you as always. Good to hear from you. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We're the word of God. Word of God. The more you pour into your spirit, amen, the better you feel, amen, more confidence you have. Amen. The caller was saying, amen, the more confidence you have, the more you got to research. You got to research. We got to search it out. We got to search it out. Paul said, let us renew our mind. We got to search it out. Don't take no for an answer. Amen. Matthew 7 and 7 say, seek and you'll find. It's out there. It might not be in your neighborhood. It might not be in your community. But it's out there today. Amen. We have all means, communication. Amen. All right. We have another caller. You can press 1 on your phone. Amen. Wherever you might be. Amen. We thank God for you. Those in 954, those in 305. There's some at 561. Amen. 850s. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. We're here as a little family here. We thank God for our family, those that are listening. Amen. On the cell phone, those that go to your computer. Amen. From time to time, if you want to look at this broadcast, the many more broadcasts that's gone forth, you can go back to the files and go back to the program. You can go to our Blog Talk. Amen. You can go to our website. Amen. You can go to the website. You find us at www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org, and click on media, and you'll find us on Facebook. Amen. Ustream. Amen. And also, as you go to Blog Talk Radio, amen, you'll find Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole, and you have many more different programs you can hear, amen, over the course of time, of years, that you can reach back, amen, and enjoy the broadcast. Amen. All right, we're talking about how to believe. What's your belief factors, and how can you build up your faith? Amen. First, amen, you got to hear. You got to hear things. You got to research it out. First caller said about researching. Amen. Get you a system of reading the Bible. Reading the Bible is our final authority. Amen. The more you hear about God, amen, then you find some other righteous books. Some more righteous books of men and women have written testimonies. Amen. We've read a portion of the book, amen, of the testimonies of mothers. They said he called the gospel according to John. They said he called the old men because they know the way. He called the young men because they're strong. Amen. You have to listen to those men and women that have been on before you. Paul talks about the greater cloud of witnesses that went on before us. Amen. They can expound on things and break it down, amen, and give you a great insight on how to walk and talk this life, amen. They have written the word. They walk it daily. First call of the day was explaining how, amen, once you begin to read and activate it by doing daily, amen, doing things daily, amen, you'd be surprised of how it make you go, because you're feeling, you have that confidence, and then that you're walking what God is saying, not because of the knowledge that you have, amen. You know what God says. God says this because you accepted his word, amen. And that will give you the confidence and peace, amen, because you're walking in his perfect will, his word, his teaching through his son, Jesus Christ, through his son, Jesus Christ, amen. Let me share with you, as we're waiting for another caller, can push one on the line. You might have a testimony, a dream, a vision. Amen. Maybe you have encountered something that you can share. Amen. How God, amen, brought you out. And you know it was God. You know it was God. And God so loved the world that he gave. So Jesus came from God. Amen. That's what Jesus is saying in the book of John, Gospel of John. He came from God and he went back to God. Amen. That's what Paul is saying in Romans 10. Amen. You believe in your heart that God brought Jesus from the dead. Amen. So you can't put God out of the picture. Amen. No, you don't put God out, because Jesus is God in the flesh. Amen. He's God in the flesh. He's the one, amen, constantly giving you the inspiration through the Holy Spirit, dreams and vision, amen. So God is a family, and he loves us all. He loves us all, amen. So you can't take a part out that you don't like, and say, well, I don't like this, I don't like that, and I don't want to accept this, amen. When you begin to take out the word of God, you don't like this, you don't like that, amen. You begin to lose your faith. You begin to lose your belief. Amen. Because Jesus is God, and the word the Bible is the word of God being recorded, was recorded by holy men, amen, and it helps you. If you just put the, you get to some Bible tapes, and you know how Bible songs, old religious songs, amen, and you play them around you, and you can see how more confidence and peace that you have. Amen. If you can't sleep or you're kind of restless, amen, put the Bible on. Get your Bible tape. Amen. Oh, religious programming on your TV. And let's have that played. Amen. Be cautious of all these other material that you see on television. And they do affect your spirit. It does affect your belief. Amen. The enemy attacks us all different ways. By your eyes, what you see, what you hear, they can affect your belief factors in God. Amen. The more you see, amen, your eyes open up. Amen. Your avenues and your intelligence and your feeling, amen, your concern about God, to begin to question. But God is positive. Amen. He haven't lost the fight. He haven't lost the battle. And he want to live in us to teach us that, because we are his children. And Jesus said in St. John 14, I'm going to prepare a place for you. So that means we're going to be alive in heaven. We're going to heaven. Amen. You have overcome the world. Amen. 1 John the 5th chapter says you have overcome the world. So that reading and that constantly feeding on the word of God give you the confidence that whatever, like Paul said, whatever you come forward, whatever confronts you, amen, you can overcome it. You can overcome it with Christ. With Christ. The reality check. Amen. Things we're going through now, we're preparing. Is the world beginning to see this is the Antichrist atmosphere? Amen. Antichrist want to take over where you can't buy or sell anything. You got to depend on him. Amen. And the Holy Spirit begin to move you and direct you. Amen. Give you confidence. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Amen. We have a caller that's pushed one on your phone. Amen. And our technician will put you in, those of you listening for the first time. Amen. And we're giving it your area code and your last four digits. Amen. You can express yourself. Amen. On this subject, or you might have a question you can ask. Amen. We have a family here. We believe in, we love one another. We don't put each other down. Amen. And we're working to build your faith. Actually, this is what it's all about, to build your faith, to build your belief. You might have something that you might not believe or you thought you couldn't make it through. But God will. God will. In the book of Ecclesiastes here, while we're waiting, amen, in the 9th chapter, amen, let you know, amen, once you get the confidence and you get down to knowing God is with you and you learn things, amen. Listen to this story, Ecclesiastes 9th chapter. And the 14th verse, there was a little city and few men within, and there came a great king against it and besieged it, and a great bulwark built against it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he by his wisdom delivered the city. Yet no man remembered that same poor man. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. The words of wise men are heard and quiet more than the cry of him that ruleth among fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner can destroy much goods. Amen. The things and experience that you learn, amen, this poor man, amen, he learned things as he was poor, amen, but the things that he had learned, he could deliver people. Some things goes on around you, amen, you might hear a testimony on your job, or you wonder how that person making it, They ride the bicycle, they catch the train. Amen. Some people go fly over across town. And you heard the story about this grandmother here. She had to take a bus so many hours to go see her grandson, amen, get his graduation in college, amen. But she was determined, amen. She was determined because she knew she can do it, amen. Once you realize with God you can do things, amen. Believe in yourself. Pray for yourself, amen. Then you can help others. First you have to, amen, get that belief in you, or get the assurance of God in you that you're saved. And I know as time goes on in Christ, it takes us to understand, amen, it's growing in Christ. Everyone that comes in Christ begin to grow. The enemy going to attack you about your thinking, about you can't do this. You know, he always throw obstacles up. Amen. Well, welcome to the club. Welcome to the club. Amen. That's they always come up that way. Amen. Even those that have been saved a while still haven't challenged themselves about being a better person in finance, or being a better person in paying their bills. Amen. Or being a better warrior, prayer warrior. Amen. They have doubting Thomas. Amen. God had him around him. Amen. He had all kind of different men in his staff. Amen. But that doesn't stop you from being successful. Amen. We're like trees growing. We grow. God, Psalmist 1 said, we're like trees planted by the rivers of water. So trees shed in the winter. Amen. They sprout back in the spring. Amen. They flourish in the summer. Amen. So there's changes in life. Amen. We're at area code 305. Last four digits, 4271.
God bless you.
God bless you.
We're listening today, and you're coming through real clear. We thank God for, I think I heard Brother Hester on the line.
Yes, sir.
It's good to hear his voice. You know, the Lord sort of let me in on something, and I had difficulty, you know, not so much receiving, but it was an eye-opener. You know, we talk about belief, and how can we build that? Well, we have what we need, but we just need to build on it. We need to increase it. I'm looking at the fact that we go back to the garden where God made a man. And everything God, the man had and he needed to exist, God put it in him. Mm-hmm. And what he did was he put a belief in him. He put a identity in man, that man would be his own prized possession. And man was like his trophy. He made man to be rugged, tough. He could deal with the conditions that ever come up on this upon in this life. You see,
mm-hmm.
and that was in mm-hmm. the perfect state. You see, of being a man, he was just like God, no imperfections. You see, so what the difference was that the Word became flesh. In other words, God made him flesh. You see, out of non-existence. So what happened, mm-hmm. Bishop, was when sin came in, it distorted that relationship. See, mm-hmm. our existence and our destination depends on our dealing with God, our trust in God. You see, ever depending on him. The more you mm-hmm. depend on him, the more you become like God. You see, even so in the Old Testament, it teaches how we say we are gods, we are little gods, because mm-hmm. of what God put in us. And you notice mm-hmm. when he blew the breath of life in us, you see, much of himself, only God could do this, the creator, you see. So I said mm-hmm. that in believing, that's where a man has to start. And down through the years, just like the devil have imparted people to trust in themselves. You see, they could be wrong, but they still won't say I'm sorry. You see, when you say you're sorry, you become grievous about a thing that you have committed. That simply means that God is, that you are going back to your very existence, your dependency on God, because He's the only one can forgive sin. Isn't that something? So we're looking at this thing, belief. He said Jesus, and Jesus said something interesting to me there in that. He said, 14, you mentioned St. John. He said, I know you believe in God. Mm-hmm. He said, but believe also in me. So, in other words, Jesus, being born under the law, he said belief, but he was really saying, I know you trust in God, but trust also in me. You see what I'm saying? He's simply saying, I come to take away your sin. I come to save you. I come to help you get back to that state from which we started. And the funny thing that the Spirit said to me, he said, now, you notice that God blew the breath of life in that man, but he made the woman, he didn't blow into her. In other words, he put everything in that man, and God in his great omniscience, his power, simply just took what he had created and started. You see what I'm saying? So so this is what we're looking at. You got to stay with the word of God. You got to be filled with the Holy Ghost so that you can receive what he's saying to you in the word. Though you can read many languages, you can read it backwards, but you can't receive it, you understand, in your spirit, because it's too much data for you to handle. So just like the word said, he give us the Holy Ghost that he can lead and guide us into the truth. You see, so it takes so much, Bishop. It goes on and on, but it's a great thing to sit and listen to the Holy Ghost. Let him show you. You see, I'm crying out, Lord, I don't understand. And I got a scientific mind. I've been in the computer industry, technology for many, many years. But I always run into a block, you understand, when this thing come up about forgiving a man or his wrongdoings. See, technology can't do nothing about that, you see. So we have to go back to the Creator. And every time you go to God, he strengthens your belief. That's why he told Peter, he said, you build on your faith. You see what I'm saying? I know you. I know you love God. I know you know this and I know you know that. But increase your knowledge, you see. Love your brother just like you love yourself. And that's the picture right there. When you get so you love others, you prefer them over yourself, I'm telling you, your belief, your trust in God is great and it's phenomenal. So that's what I was kind of looking at, Bishop.
All right. Very good. Very good. Amen. As always, amen. And I picked up on that word, Holy Spirit illuminate a word to you. And We are of men and women of God. And you know, one of the attributes and the traits, amen, that's handed down to God people, amen, like it was in the Garden of Eden, amen, Adam named so many things. He named all these inventions. God can give us something. What about speaking something? Amen. What about, and you're in a system, you're in a situation, say, Lord, I need to believe in this. What about speaking it? Amen. Prophesying and speaking positive. Amen. Paul says sometimes he's to talk to himself. Amen. What about talking to a situation? Amen. Thank you. I get in a problem situation and say, wait a minute, I got to fix this thing. I'm going to work on this. Hold on. Devil, I rebuke you. Amen. I'm going to overcome this thing. I'm going to talk to this thing right now. Amen. You get to talking and you get to praying, you get to saying, and next thing you know, amen, the Spirit done got with you, or you done figured it out, and we forgot about we are God's children, and we can speak situations and talk to situations. Amen. Ask God to give us strength. Ask God to give us understanding. Amen. He'll give you a scripture, a word, a song, a spiritual song. Amen. And you can be able to come out of some things. Amen. It may be today or tomorrow, but you're going to overcome that because we're with Christ. Amen. So he was hitting me there, and I thought about, amen, what Peter said. Peter said in 2 Peter, the first chapter, he said, be therefore, amen, add diligently to your faith virtue. And he said, add temperance, amen, and brotherly kindness, amen. If you do all these things, amen, if you do all these things, Peter was saying, amen, 2 Peter, first chapter 1 through 10, he said, you'll never fail. Amen. Purge ourselves from old things. Amen. You used to be worried. You must have had worrying problems. You'd be fearful. Amen. But you get to speak and talk to God about it. Amen. It'll be your job, your finance, your home, your health. Amen. God will move. He's still alive, saints. He's still alive, brethren. Amen. He's still alive. He gave Adam all that information. We still got it. You still got it. You have to learn how to purge it. Amen. Reach in there and get it out of you. And some things you really didn't know. Amen. That you was able to catch a train or a bus. Amen. You were so comfortable. Sometimes God stirs up. Amen. And you jump out there and say, well, I'm not going to be defeated on this. Amen. If you look back, amen, not going back, but if you look back, amen, when you was in the world, amen, things didn't stop you. You know what it was. You jump out there and try it. You'll try it. Amen. But now, since the Holy Ghost came, we've been born again. Amen. The Spirit of God reinforces you. Amen. Paul said, I can do all things in Christ. And that's the part there that I feel comfortable with, and I learned. Amen. If I'm doing anything, I do it for Christ. Amen. I feel this is confident because God knows my heart. He knows my spirit, and he knows what I'm trying to do. You can do it for yourself. Let's not overlook this. Now, this is all your life depends on your home, your career, your financial condition. Amen. You can take all of your life now. God is concerned about all of your life, all of your life, but you have to. Like James said, amen, what is faith without works? Amen. We can talk all day and all night, but you got to jump out there and do it. You got to, amen, if it means talking and walking and talking to yourself, amen, amen. Don't let the world see you too much now. You know how they are. Amen. You know how we used to be. Amen. But listen, that's what builds you. That's what builds you. All right, here, before we don't get too stirred up here, we're going to give somebody else a chance to talk here. Amen. This is what we're about, sharing one for another. Amen. You can push one on your phone, and our technician will put you in. We're at 954-4427.
Hey, God man. Bless you. Listen, like I was saying earlier, you got to digest this word, because you look at any group of people, and you go around them, and like I said, they whatever they're into, they talk that language. They live it all the time. You go around engineers, they talk about engineering. You go around someone, singers, and they talk about notes and music. They're living it. And when you talk about building your faith, you're going to be just like anyone when you first get into it. You're going to not know little about it. But as you begin to learn the word and start living that word daily in your life, applying it to every situation, there's not a situation known to man that God has not provided an answer for in His Word. But you would never know that answer if you don't get in there and study that word and put it in. You got to put the word in you till it becomes like a fountain in you, when it's spewing out the word so much that nothing, no other word can come in, because you got so much of the word in you. That's what you have to do. You have to fill yourself up with the word, because your conscious and your subconscious is constantly taking in all kind of language all the time. Even when you're resting, the subconscious is picking up stuff and hearing stuff. You know, the disciples, when they first started walking with Jesus, that guy was still full of their perfection, collecting taxes and fishing and doing stuff. But after 3.5 years of walking with Jesus, when Peter stood around the fire, they said, "No, you talk just like him. You talk just like him." Because he had lived, and he had lived that word for 3.5 years, there was no other way for him that he could be. And that's what we have to do if we're going to build our faith. We got to get in that word. We got to stay in that word. And we got to put more of the word in us than the world in us. And then our faith will be strong.
Amen. Amen. Association. Mm-hmm. Amen. Association help. Amen. There's a great benefit in that. Being around other people. Amen. That speak the same language. Amen. Making sure you're being around saints on your spare time. We know we have those we work with. Amen, and we don't beat them down and run them down, but they know when you be speaking, talking about Christ, and not to be talking, but you be walking it. Amen, be walking it. All right, we're getting ready for prayer. As always, we thank God for all of you. Amen, we're walking and talking the same language, and that's what Blog Talk is all about. Amen, Doctrine of the Truth, we're talking and hoping that you can grasp something that will help you tomorrow. Amen. Put you on the cutting edge. We need give me two or three real short prayers. Amen. As we get ready to close out the program. All right. We're going to go to, look like we're at 305-4271 for the short prayer. God bless you. I think we're there. Amen.
Lord, we're grateful. We're grateful for the program tonight. We thank you for the listeners and those of that chimed in. We bless you for Bishop and his efforts and all that he's imparting to the world today. We praise you for your favor. We thank you for the joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, that you have given unto us what nobody else can do, nor any other thing. You told us if we desire a thing, we can have it. You said as we would ask and believe, we can receive it. We pray, God, that you would help us to love one another as you have shown us, and we praise you for your favor. Ever keep Bishop and his family and all those that are chiming in on this Blog Talk. Give them favor. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
All right, we can have another 30 seconds prayer, if anyone could leave us a short prayer. All right, go right ahead, 954-4427.
Father God, I pray that you open up the ears and our hearts of those who are on the call tonight, that they begin to have a yearning for your word. Father God, that they will feel themselves, not so much what the world is saying, but let your word, Father God, feel them, that they will live this word daily. That, Father God, that they will give you the glory and the honor in being obedient to your word. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God bless you all. We thank God for you. Lord, we ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance. You say we're two or three touch and agree. And, Lord, we're agreeing from 305-954-561-404. Lord, we will agree in 850. Lord, we ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance because we're here. Now, not tomorrow. We say now, faith. We say now, Lord, strengthen them. Amen. Now, Lord, oh God, we are agreeing because we are here, oh Lord, in healing and financial difficulty. Loose now in heaven and in earth. God bless you until next time. We love you. amen, and keep the faith, amen, and just don't give up. Just don't give up. In Jesus' name, amen.